Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is connecting with God. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22.
Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top. He called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying, If God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
When we struggle with things like fear, discouragement, or loneliness, we often turn to things that don't really help, like social media, food, or entertainment. Knowing what we really need, God meets us in our struggle, offering us Himself instead. In this narrative, we see God meeting Jacob's need by initiating connection. But before diving into this passage, we need to back up and examine the events that occurred before it for some context. In the last devotional, we ended with God telling Isaac's pregnant wife, Rebecca, that the firstborn of her twins would serve the younger. Years later, when her boys are older, Rebecca takes the fulfillment of this prophecy into her own hands. She tells Jacob, the younger son, to secure the birthright. Jacob disguises himself as his older brother Esau and tricks his elderly, hard-of-seeing dad into giving him the blessing. As a result, Esau is so furious that he wants to kill Jacob. Jacob's mother advises him to run away and escape to the city where his uncle lives. Before Jacob leaves, his father Isaac passes down the blessing that God gave to Abraham and that Abraham gave to Isaac. May God bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you. And may you possess the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham, he says. On his journey to his relative's house, Jacob stops for the night. The passage we just read is an account of a dream Jacob has. In his dream, Jacob sees a ladder reaching from earth to heaven, and angels are going up and down this ladder. God is standing at the top of the ladder, and he reiterates the promise of land, offspring, and blessing to all the nations through his people. Then God makes a personal promise to Jacob. I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. God promises to bring Jacob back to Canaan, the promised land, and he assures Jacob that he will keep his promises. Jacob wakes up and responds with fear and awe. "How awesome is this place," he says. Jacob sets up a pillar as a memorial and names the place Bethel, which means the house of God. This episode is a spiritual turning point for Jacob. Remember, Jacob's recent past has been filled with lying and deceit. But this connection with God, symbolized by the ladder stretching from heaven to earth, inspires faith. There are three key components that contribute to this inspiration: God's self-revelation, God's promises, and God's assurance. God identifies himself as the Lord and the God of Jacob's fathers. This conveys to Jacob that he is connecting with the one true God who has been sovereignly working throughout history. This self-revelation inspires Jacob to faith. Then God's reiteration of his covenant promises likewise inspires Jacob because it reminds him of the compelling mission God has called him to. God is forming Jacob and his descendants into a people that will bring blessing to the whole world. And finally, God's assurance that he will be with Jacob and keep him safe inspires Jacob because God is expressing a personal commitment to him. Jacob has the devoted care of the God of the universe. Believers today have an even greater connection with God. In a conversation with a doubting disciple, Jesus says in John chapter 1, verse 51, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus is communicating that his coming to earth has brought a reality greater than what people experienced in the Old Testament. By identifying himself as the ladder in Jacob's dream, Jesus is claiming to be the connection between heaven and earth. He is now the source through which people meet with God. In an even greater way, connection with God through Jesus also inspires faith in us like it did in Jacob. We have God's complete self-revelation in Jesus as the one true God who has been sovereignly working throughout history. In Jesus, we also receive God's covenant promises. He has called us, his people, into his compelling mission, and he promises to make us a vessel for restoration and blessing to the world. And finally, in Jesus, we receive God's assurance. We have the personal and devoted care of the God of the universe. As Christians, we have something better than the coping mechanisms of social media, food, or entertainment. When we are feeling insignificant or powerless, we can remember that we have a connection with the one true God who is in control of everything. When we are feeling lost or purposeless, we can remember that we are recipients of God's promise to use us in his mission of global restoration. And when we are feeling alone and afraid, we can remember that we have the personal, devoted care of God watching over and keeping us. So to sum this all up, Jacob's connection with God led him to a deeper faith. And as believers today, our even greater connection with God through Jesus leads us to a deeper faith as well. A faith where we can experience confidence, purpose, and comfort. When I was growing up, I walked through a long season of doubting my faith. I'd been raised by a Christian family and I knew quite a bit about Jesus and the Bible, but all of a sudden, God just started feeling really distant and intangible to me. I didn't know if I could trust the Bible. I didn't know if I believed in heaven. I didn't even really know what I thought about God's existence. I remember feeling extremely lonely in this time, Sometimes when I was by myself, it would hit me that if God didn't exist, I really was completely alone. I'd grown up always talking to God, but now I didn't know if there was even anyone listening. I wanted to try to pray, but I'd get paralyzed by a string of competing doubts and arguments as to if God existed or not. Someone told me something extremely simple, but also incredibly helpful. They said that when I was experiencing the stress of doubting and the panic of loneliness, when I didn't know what to pray, I should just say out loud, Jesus. It's crazy what saying this one word would do. It pushed past the layers of confusion and fear and established a connection. Jesus. With this spoken word, I was reminded that God was more than a logical proof or a set of theological ideas. He was someone with whom I had a relationship with, a connection with, even when I didn't completely understand him. I'd encourage you to try this. When you're struggling, before you turn to your normal coping mechanisms, just say the name Jesus out loud. Remind your heart of the connection you have with the one and only God who has called you and personally committed himself to you. From this connection, faith will grow. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to earth to make a way for us to experience connection with you. Help me to abide in him and experience the blessings of this connection. Give me a deeper knowledge of who you are. Give me a richer understanding of your promises for your people. Give me a stronger awareness of your personal love and commitment to me. The devotional discussed three key truths. One, that God has revealed himself as the one true God in control of everything. Two, that God promises to make us into a people that will bring blessing and restoration into the world. And three, that God assures us that he is personally committed to watching over us. Which truth stands out to you the most? What specific circumstance in your life can you apply this truth to?
You whisper in the madness. You call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. Confidence unshaken when you are near, and we declare your love.
We sing it.